Welcome to the Movie Film Show, featuring the insightful reviews of Mr. Film and Mr. Movie. This show we review one day and 30 minutes or less. And now here are Mr. Movie and Mr. Film.
Hello, I'm Mr. Film.
And I'm Mr. Movie. Our first review up today is One Day, released by Focused Features. It stars Anne Hathaway and Jim Sturgis and chronicles these two would-be lovers' lives over the course of about 20 years. The gimmick of the movie is that they only show what happens in these characters' lives on July 15th of each of these 20 or so years. And, well, here's the trailer.
When we were at university, I had a crush on you.
Oh, I felt the same.
The problem is I fancy pretty much everyone. It's like I've just gone out of prison all the time.
You gatecrashed my birthday party, called me Julie, and spilled red wine down my top.
Ouch.
I'm not good at this.
Maybe we could just be friends.
Well, it means a perfect union of opposites.
It means wear some socks.
I'm a disaster.
Everyone's lost at 25.
You're not, TV producer.
Welcome to Late Night Lock-In!
Group sex Tuesdays and Fridays.
Yeah, but you know, I am crying on the inside.
I just called to let you know.
You are the best friend I've ever had.
I'm gonna be one of those inspirational teachers.
Those who can do, and those who can't teach.
And those who can't teach, they go to hell.
I love you, Dexter. I just don't like you anymore.
Those hoping for a romantic love story will not find it in the naturalistic One Day. We actually have to go all the way back to 1977 with Ally McGraw and Ryan O'Neal in the movie Love Story to get that. One Day takes the concept slice of life to its logical extreme. This is the most boring form of naturalism that my nature can endure. And the biggest problem is that these characters just aren't interesting, and in fact, Jim Sturgis' character here becomes so obnoxious and unlikable that you lose interest in Hathaway by virtue of the fact that she's pining after him. Now, I don't doubt that there are real people like this in real life, but I go to the movies to experience what life should be all about, not to feel what love is like for two people in the emotional gutter. Now, Mr. Film, I do like Anne Hathaway, but I get the feeling that she's just trying a little too hard to be accepted in Hollywood. I mean, do you remember with Love and Other Drugs where she took off her clothes in just about any scene that was humanly possible in that movie?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and her character had Parkinson's disease on top of that, too.
Of course.
And here we get a girl who's in love with a guy she can't have over a period of 20 years or something with that July 15th gimmick and all sporting an English accent. I mean, it's all the formula of a romantic epic, but if she'd bothered to study the script, she'd probably realize that the guy is a loser and there is no depth to these characters' past. Now, on top of all of that, this is totally and completely predictable. For example, if two people are in love and they try to have a baby but they can't get pregnant, guess what's going to happen next, Mr. Film? Now, I don't want to give anything away, but if you've seen the far superior Love Story, which I mentioned earlier, well, it's pretty easy to guess. So if I've spoiled the end of the movie for you, you're welcome. So a word of advice for aspiring screenwriters out there, don't hinge the entire suspense of your movie on whether or not two people will sleep together, and then jump to a scene of the two arguing about the aftermath of them sleeping together without actually showing them sleeping together. Mrs. Movie and I were watching this wondering to ourselves, like, wait, when did they sleep together? Did the projectionist miss an entire reel of celluloid in the projection room or something? I mean, this was really confusing at times. The only character in this movie that had any depth and who was somewhat interesting was Hathaway's waiter friend. Character name was Ian, I think. Of course, he gets the shaft in the end, too, which just pissed me off. So while I was going to give this movie a plain D, Mr. Film, I think because the movie screwed over the only decent person in it, a rather senseless and malicious act in my book, I'm going to lower my grade to a deserving D-.
Mr. Movie, I'm totally with you on this. If this could have been 0 days, I would have been clapping, giving it an A. This is probably one of the most excruciating chick flicks I've seen in a while. I think a better, more recent example of what this flick was trying to do is 500 Days of Summer. Now, I don't know if you really liked that picture all that much, but it did have this kind of gimmick that showed the days in between those, right, you know, heady romantic days, which I thought was kind of an interesting approach. It had some flaws, but it worked. And unlike this, they had likable characters, a real conflict, and a situation you were rooting for.
Right.
There's none of that here. And you're right. Jim Sturgess's character is just plain obnoxious. If my daughter brought this idiot home, I'd kick him out of the house in about a minute and send her to her room or something. But you really zeroed in on the bigger issue here. Anne Hathaway. I am with you about her. I really like her. She's likable, talented, funny, charming, all the things you want in a Hollywood actress. But she doesn't display any of it here. I even liked her in Devil Wears Prada, and I thought that was
a great movie. That was one of the best movies of that summer, I remember.
Did you like that?
Yeah, it was great.
I didn't like it all that much. Oh. But I liked her.
Okay.
I liked her. So, I mean, probably I liked the picture, I guess. And her accent. Oh, dear God in heaven. What the hell was that? I think it was the worst ever. I think she should get a Razzie just for the accent alone. And I hate saying that because I do like her. And I think that she's going to probably be doing some better things hopefully soon. I can't recommend Love Story. It has some of the same problems for me as this picture. But I can say that given the choice between One Day and Love Story, Love Story is definitely the clear winner here. So there really isn't – this really has nothing to recommend it. As you mentioned, not only are the characters obnoxious, the entire story is confusing. Even the soundtrack was annoying. And you know how we both love, you know, these period soundtracks, even though – you know, even 80s soundtracks. So I'm going to match you and give One Day a deserved D-.
All right. High five on that one, Mr. Phil.
All right.
I don't have anything more to add to that, so
I really don't either. And
let's,
I don't think you should bother.
Let's move right along.
I frizz it out of my brain.
All right, moving right along, Mr. Film. We have 30 minutes or less. This is from Sony's Columbia Pictures. It's sort of a raunchy crime comedy starring Jesse Eisenberg as Nick, a semi-loser pizza delivery guy who is coerced by two dopey criminals into robbing a bank for them.
What do you want?
We gotta talk.
We have nothing left to say to each other.
Two guys in masks jumped me and strapped a bomb to my chest. Now I have less than 9 hours to rob a bank.
You're hysterical. Great joke.
What the?
Keep your voice down.
Is that thing real?
And your first thought was to come to a school filled with young children?
Spinning the guns, spinning the guns, spinning the guns for the bank robbery. Cause if we go in with our plastic guns, then the cops will shoot us in our faces.
Well, Mr. Film, Jesse Eisenberg's follow-up performance to The Social Network really needed to hit it out of the park to keep the wow factor going for him, I think. But this picture just feels like he's deliberately spiking the football, so to speak. Now, in all fairness, the movie began shooting before Social Network was even released, so perhaps Eisenberg's decision to do the movie hadn't factored in the demand from Social Network and his Academy Award nomination for Best Actor and whatnot in that role. So what I'm about to say, I don't want people to necessarily put the full blame on him here, but everyone, and I mean everyone in this movie was, well, pretty bad. Just writing this story is kind of a bit morbid if you think about it, if you're familiar with the sort of real-life incident that likely gave rise to this script. And I remember something in the news about it because it was such a sort of a strange image of a guy who had a bomb strapped, I think, around his neck was the real-life situation,
yeah.
And it didn't have a happy ending. And, you know, I think what's really kind of morbid here is they're writing this story as a gross-out comedy, which is just kind of strange and bizarre. This premise might be an interesting story qua drama or qua documentary, but as an R-rated raunchy comedy, I mean, it's pretty tasteless. Even if you like tasteless, it's a little bit far out there. And putting a happy Hollywood ending on it, I imagine, just makes it even a little more offensive to anyone affected by the inciting incident for the script. But I imagine that if you're not offended by that, which I admit I really wasn't, you will be offended at how terrible the rest of this movie is, especially the dialogue, Mr. Film. I mean, the script, if they had one, starts out with several contextless scenes that give us no motivation to care about anyone or what they're doing, except for maybe the pizza delivery boy. And I have to imagine that the dialogue was written by someone transcribing actors improvising scenes from high school drama class, because it's that lame and that immature. Aziz Ansari, as the best friend, is the worst offender on this front, by the way, and... Oh, Ben Stiller has a producer credit on the movie, so I think that just about explains everything. Thankfully, Mr. Film, the movie is only about an hour and 23 minutes, and I did like that Eisenberg's driving skills as a delivery boy, which is shown in the opening sequence, does get sort of a payoff later on in the movie, so that was well done. That's really the only thing that made this story at all plausible or believable, because it certainly wasn't the acting, it certainly wasn't the dialogue, and it certainly wasn't the jokes. So I'm giving this a D+, and the plus is for not wasting more than 90 minutes of my time.
Oh, wow. That's too bad. I missed this one, and I'm glad I did, Mr. Movie. I have to say, the one thing, when this picture was first getting promoted, I actually was a little excited about it. It was the director directed a film I actually did like that Jesse Eisenberg was in, which was called Zombieland. And you know I like a good zombie picture.
Right.
It's a good picture. So if you want to check that out, I would recommend that, but I'm glad I gave this one a pass.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's also sort of a love interest in that, and that has kind of a feel good aspect to it. It's not too offensive, and it works okay. But it's it doesn't make the rest of the movie. It doesn't make up for the rest of the movie. So yeah. Give this a skip for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, one picture I would say don't give a skip, and you don't even have to leave your home to see, is 13 Assassins. Now, our regular listeners will probably recall this picture. It's about a group of samurai in the 1840s who have to kill an evil lord in Japan. And I gave this an A. I think it was one of the first A's I gave this summer or over – this year, mm-hmm. and probably will be on my top 10 list. I gave this another go on Netflix streaming, just became available, and I have to say it holds up. It definitely is going to probably be on my top 10 list this year. So if you're looking for a good picture, this is now an action picture. I can't help anybody with a good chick flick right now, but if you're looking for a good semi-recent action picture, stay at home, watch 13 Assassins on Netflix streaming.
All right. Yeah, I wasn't a huge fan of that movie, yeah. Mr. Film, but I see where you're coming from on that, and if it's on streaming, it doesn't hurt to try it out for sure.
Yeah, it definitely does, and I have to say it's a beautiful looking picture. I mean, it's very gritty and brutal, and if you really like good samurai action, it has good the sword fighting's really good, and I like the character development. I remember you didn't like it, that it took a little while to get rolling, but
yeah.
The payoff the last 45 minutes is basically nonstop action,
and that was pretty fun. And I'm not a huge samurai movie fan and whatnot, but it did really feel authentic, the movie. It really had an authentic feel to it. So
yeah.
Anybody interested in that genre, definitely you'll want to check it out.
Absolutely.
Cool. All right, well, that's all we have for this show. As always, you can visit our website at www.moviefilmshow.com. If you have a comment or question, write to us at mail@moviefilmshow.com. And tell your friends to subscribe to us in iTunes. The more subscribers we get, the better the show gets.
Without a doubt.
All right. All right, that's all we have for this show. Mr. Film, I'll see you next show.
I'll see you next show, Mr. Movie.
Hathaway's waiter friend, played by... Shit, it says insert name here, and I didn't insert name here. This is the most boring form of naturalism that my nature can endure.
I think she should get a Razzie just for the accent alone.
All right, here's the trailer here. Fast driving, kidnap, bombing.
Stupid.
Give this a skip.
If this could have been 0 days, I would have been clapping, giving it an A.
Give this a skip.
Stay at home, watch 13 Assassins on Netflix streaming.